It's the third and final attempt to start this episode of the Shooting USA podcast. It's the final day of the NRA's annual meetings in Dallas, Texas. This time, I am welcoming my friend, Trevor Baucom, to the podcast. Trevor, welcome.
Thank you, John. It's good to be back with you.
This is an audio podcast, which you and I have done many times before in the past, but it is also now a video podcast, and that means we are on Facebook. It's internet television. The people are engaged. It's a great thing. They can see you and your magnificent beard, sir.
How's my hair?
Your hair is fantastic,
all right.
As always.
That's all that matters.
The beard is on point. Sure. And the people who are seeing us are noticing this logo. The people who are hearing us can't see the logo, but I will tell you the logo is red and the word is Ruger. Trevor Baucom is the newest factory shooter for Ruger Firearms. Let's talk about that.
It's a good opportunity for me. Smith & Wesson has been making some changes with the team. Budgets are changing. Obviously, the firearms industry the last year has been a little rough. Not as much money flowing. And so the budget was getting cut, and I needed to make a choice. And Ruger offered me an opportunity to continue getting out and doing what I like to do with the disabled veterans.
Well, and that's the key here is you represent a line between a major gun manufacturer and the returning warfighter who may be dealing with life-changing injury.
Yes, and that's where I started this whole thing. I mean, if you think back, we started this less than a year after my crash.
Right.
And so that was a big thing that helped me overcome my injuries. And so the mission at that point was getting guys out. And with the budget cut that I was looking at,
it was the right move.
That just I couldn't continue.
So
met up with Ruger. They made me a great offer. And we signed up last month, and last weekend we did the Texas State IDPA Championship. And we got a disabled veteran out there, and we got him in a track chair shooting his first IDPA match.
That's amazing.
Contact hooked him up with a wheelchair holster, and we had a great time. You guys got some film on it.
That's nice. I was going to add was there was a Shooting USA crew for the television show at that IDPA match in tow, watching you guys do what you do. I've seen you shoot a number of times. We've shot together a number of times. As busy as our schedule has been, I personally wasn't at that event, but I hear good things.
We had a good time. It was they welcomed us, and just like every other time we've gone out to shoot any kind of match, all the match directors have always made whatever they can do to make wheelchairs, you know, anybody with a disability able to get out and do it. And we did. We had fun. Worst times you could probably put up because the tracks are slow, but we're out there having a good time shooting with everybody else. And it's the shooting part that, you take our points down and look at everybody else's and we can hang there.
Here's the bottom line. You beat everyone who didn't show up to the match, first and foremost.
Oh, yeah.
So that in itself is a win. Secondly, it's therapeutic.
Yes.
Thirdly,
much.
It's good training for somebody who might, in a horrible situation, be otherwise thought of as an easy target.
They actually just had a guy in a wheelchair here in the last month in California got beat up pretty good on a bus. People look for a weak target,
or what they would perceive as a weak target, because
yep.
In this instance, you guys have trained and refined defensive shooting, and.
Yep.
IDPA does just that. It's always been an interesting thing for me that IDPA, especially as an organization, has been able to make wheelchair-bound shooters welcome.
IDPA jumped right on it as soon as we asked, and we've revisited it a couple of times to make the rule book read so that everybody can get in there and try to make it fair across the board. So there's not an advantage, but there's not a disadvantage per se either.
Yeah,
And to the point where when we were doing the indoor nationals, I mean, they made everything so it could be engaged from a wheelchair.
That's amazing.
You know, just trying whatever they can do to get people in.
It's well done. I mean, and it like I said, it serves a couple of purposes. It brings guys into the sport. It gets people into a mindset that they have now something to do. It's a therapeutic thing. It's a recovery type thing. And you're building personal defense skills.
Yep, exactly. We're welcoming new shooters. We're getting more people into the Second Amendment community, into the shooting sports. And each one that comes in, they bring people.
You bet.
Hey, I just went and did this. You should come try it with me. It's fun.
That's awesome.
I got my cousin shooting. He sends me a text. He goes, hey, man, I'm thinking about this IDPA stuff up here in Wisconsin. I said, do it. He goes, what do I need to do?
Yeah.
What do I need to practice? So you don't need to practice anything. Just know how to draw without shooting yourself in the foot. Be careful. Ask questions.
Easy day.
And he got up there and he sends me a text message. He goes, man, that was fun. I had a great time. I'm going back next week.
That's the point, right?
Yeah. You know?
There's a whole organization. There are many, but there's one in particular that we're fond of and we work with, you work with all the time, that is dedicated to exactly that. And it's Honored American Veterans of Field, the HAVA organization.
HAVA is near and dear to my heart.
Yes, sir. So. You continue to work with them. You've got plans for events going forward?
Always. I've got my annual family day, September 15th at Rockcastle Shooting Center.
Yep.
So we're starting to do the initial planning. And since we've done it so many times, it's gotten a lot easier to plan it because, you know, everything's set up with a phone call now.
Yep.
But we've got our annual event in San Antonio in October, and then we've got our Moyock Family Day in June.
Excellent.
And we've got some smaller events popping up around the country trying to expand that. And we've still got the hunts that we do. And then learning to shoot again has sprouted up over the last year or so. And it's kind of another branch of HAVA that's taken out. And again, the goal is getting guys off the couch and get them out and seeing they can do stuff. And once they do, they come out and they do it more.
That's the thing. It's therapy. It's good practice. And it genuinely just brings people together in a good and safe environment.
It does. And once they meet the people in the industry, I mean, there's jerks everywhere, but there's not as many of them out here at most of these matches. You find it
well, they weed themselves out pretty quick.
They get isolated really quickly.
You bet. Any other sponsors we need to hit? I'm seeing XS Sights. I got Apex on the shirt. We got SRT.
We've got Next Level Training. He's always helping me out with the shirt pistol. It's tough for me getting out to the range all the time just due to my physical limitations and then the time. I mean, as a dad, so lots of dry fire in the house. You know, pick your point, you know, whatever. Lots of dry fire in the house. Comptac,
with the holsters.
We started with Safariland. Safariland made me a great product, but it's expensive. And guys in chairs, are just the budget's not always there for a lot of people. So we moved on to another company, and again, they made me one, but it wasn't anything that was up for anybody else to buy. So we moved to Comptac last year, and you can go on the Comptac website right now, and you can buy the wheelchair holster. The mag patches will be on there, from what I understand, next week.
Yeah, there you go.
And you can get, you know, can't remember the price point right now, but whatever firearm you've got, whatever color you want, they'll make it out for you. You know,
ideal.
We've got XS is always taking care of me. We've got Atlanta Arms is still behind me. They have been from the get go, and Atlanta Arms, they're not shy about donating ammo from my HAVA. You know, for various HAVA things that I do.
Yep.
They're always pretty easy to call. And Apex, and then of course I've got my Shooting USA.
Yeah.
Because Shooting USA is always taking care of me.
Well, that's true. So. That's just one of those things that was easy to do.
Well, it's friends, you know.
Yeah, exactly right.
And it's all people that I support and like.
Let's talk about inside Ruger, the gun specifically. Like, which of the handguns are you shooting for?
So we just did this last month. So what I've got right now is I shot the Ruger American last weekend for the IDPA, and I'm going to be shooting that for the Bianchi Cup this month.
Excellent. Yeah, so, we'll be there.
So I've got the 4.25 barrel. So far, so good. Great pistol. I'm liking it.
Yep.
I've just got to get my training time in with it, see how I can do with it at 50 yards because that's coming up.
I think you'd be fine.
I'll be able to hit the broadside of the barn at least.
Attaboy.
You know, the pistol shoots better than I do.
Yep.
And then I got a hold of the 9mm pistol carbine.
That's a nice one.
That's a hoot. I had a hard time prying that from Owen's hands.
Yeah, buddy.
He got a hold of that thing at the range and a couple drops of oil and went to plugging. It's fun. So we're looking. I'm going to try to get into some of that precision rifle. Got a really nice off-the-shelf 6.5 over there.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that either.
And then doing some 3-guns. So I'm trying to figure out if I want to go with a Mini 14 or maybe go with the AR.
Yep. So, I mean, there are plenty within the catalog. You can do just about whatever you want to do. Even go play cowboy action if you wanted to.
Randy obviously is also a member of Team Ruger. We're chatting about maybe some... You know, the tough part with the cowboy action is didn't have a lot of cowboys in wheelchairs, but maybe we can change that.
Hey, man, we can figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out, get into some single action.
It would be a fun sport. It's the original 3-gun, you know.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Pistol, rifle, shotgun, they're just a little older.
And it's a great place to be, great group of people.
Well, that's a good time. It is Sunday at the NRA's annual meetings, and we are winding it down, but we'll have more for you on the Shooting USA podcast. Stay tuned. Thanks, Chuck.
Thank you.